With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hurricane Milton's rampage is not swaying House Republican leaders who oppose returning to Washington to approve billions of dollars for disaster assistance. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
President Joe Biden on Thursday said lawmakers should return to Capitol Hill immediately from their pre-election recess, echoing pleas from both Republican and Democratic lawmakers from the afflicted states. But despite questions about the solvency of the Federal Emergency Management Agency's disaster fund, House Speaker Mike Johnson and top appropriators insist the agency can manage its fine with the $20.3 billion that Congress freed up for it late last month. Biden has largely backed statements from FEMA officials saying the agency has the resources needed to support recovery efforts after Helene and Milton. Even in a letter he wrote to congressional leaders Friday, Biden's request was for action, quote, after the Congress comes back into session on November 12th. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
North Korea has hit out at South Korea over drone flights. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
North Korea has accused rival South Korea of flying drones to its capital to drop anti-North propaganda leaflets and is threatening to respond with force if such flights occur again. The South has issued a vague denial of the allegation. The North's foreign ministry said in a statement on Friday that South Korean drones were detected in the night skies of Pyongyang on October 3rd. And Wednesday and Thursday this week. The ministry has accused the South of violating North Korea's sacred sovereignty and threatening its security. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Boeing is announcing layoffs. The giant aircraft maker said Friday it will lay off about 10% of its workers, about 17,000 people in the coming months. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 409 points, the Nasdaq rose 60. This is SRN News. A lot of believers won't vote next month.
According to new projections from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, about 32 million self-identified Christians are unlikely to cast a ballot for anybody on Election Day. In fact, tens of millions of Americans of all stripes are expected to skip the vote. ACU researchers say, quote, the most common reason offered by two-thirds of the non-voters was a lack of interest in politics and elections. General interest in this election is down sharply from 2020. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to research by the Cohen Center for Modern Jewish Studies, around 15% of non-Jewish students on America's college campuses express extreme hostility toward Israel. They deny its right to exist at all and are unwilling to be friends with anyone who thinks differently. Another 15% of the non-Jewish population is willing to endorse explicitly anti-Jewish beliefs. This is SRN News. Stocks returned to record territory today.
Stocks rose to more record highs on Wall Street following some encouraging profit reports from big banks. JP Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo both rose after turning in quarterly reports that were much better than expected. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6% Friday, topping the all-time high it set earlier this week. The Dow added 409 points. That's about 1%. The Dow also notched its own record high. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. Tesla fell 8.8%. Some found the company's long awaited announcement of a self-driving taxi to be short on details. That also helped send Uber's shares up 10.8%. Shares of Lyft also rose 9.6%. Treasury yields were mixed in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
J.P. Morgan says its net income fell to $12.9 billion in the third quarter from $13.2 billion a year ago. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.